is trying to actually buy a partnership and make it Kraft, Kelly, and Wilson's.
Hold on, real quick, before we get going, I want to bring him in because he's sitting on the line with us now. We got Rat Pack Sports Show NBA Insider on with us, Mr. Nicholas Lane. So we got a full room tonight, folks.
Nicky,
that's good.
Thank you.
Nobody have a full room tonight. That's good that we have a full room tonight because we about to enter the Rat Pack Clown Session.
Oh, boy.
all I have to say is that the Bucks had to trade anything for Baker Mayfield, I swear to God, I would have flown to Jason White's house myself.
Hey, you know,
so I'm fine with no Baker Mayfield on the Bucks. The Panthers can deal with that cancer.
Well, no, because evidently we get a Superman, so.
Hey man, Baker coming to Tampa.
Hey,
when Brady's leaving.
What, man?
But I know we're off the topic now because you guys were talking about it earlier. But we saw the price that the Browns gave up. We saw how much money the Browns had to pay Deshaun Watson. I thought that was one of the dumbest decisions you could have made because if the Bucks were to make that decision. Really bad. All those free agents would have been gone. Brady would have been either in Miami or retired. We would have been an absolute train wreck. So for us, even if Brady gives 80% of what he did last year, it is so much better than giving up all that draft capital plus the contract that you had to give Deshaun Watson. It's unspeakable how much I feel like the Browns had to give up to get him. And you can't even play him this year.
Hey, my
boy. And what's that? What is our Rat Pack motto for that?
How Cleveland.
Ready, guys?
How Cleveland.
How Cleveland.
Hey, my buddy Mike, he's a Browns fan. My buddy Mike.
Hold on. And just to let y'all know, we have trademarked that. So if anyone steals our stuff, pay us.
Exactly.
For real.
Pay us.
Exactly.
That's right.
Yeah, my buddy Mike.
So let's talk about this 24-year-old guy who likes Stifler's mom.
Huh?
Hey, I can't blame the guy. Just let him be.
Are Cougars that much better? Because he has got a damn hot wife, girlfriend, whatever the hell she was. Y'all saw her on draft night.
Who are we talking about?
Oh, geez. Come on, Derek.
I got in the DMs already,
and we already saw it. He bought a VIP membership to Kraft and Kelly's.
Yeah.
I must have missed this one, man. Explain to me what happened, because I don't even know what y'all talking about.
Okay, so Sean, tell Debo what happened, bro. You're gonna be laughing.
Debo. So Zach Wilson got busted with a cougar in his DM.
Oh, hold on. William about to choke over here. Man.
It's not just a cougar that he has been frisking up.
That he has been like known since he's been like a baby. It's like mama's best friend.
So like a babysitter?
She was like mama. I don't know if she babysat him at all or not. But she was like mama's best friend.
So hold on.
Supposedly, Debo,
what's the
hooked up with this woman?
What's the saying? What's saying for these situations, Steve-O? Steve-O, what's the saying here? Let a player play, right?
Let
a player be a player, and I'm all, you know, it's good that he want, if he, you know, if he wants to do, you know, I like cougars.com or whatever, it might be better than Farmer's Almanac or John Green. You know,
Farmer's Almanac.
Sean Naylor, what the hell is in your search history?
For real.
But I mean, my boy has this. I mean, you know, if it's all true, it's the first time in who knows how many years that the Jets have scored 40 points.
Oh my god.
There's a winner. That man's a winner.
They found the end zone a couple eight times.
So, knocking
the dust out of it.
I mean, yeah, really. I mean, you know, that white stuff on his nose ain't cocaine.
That is old snatch. That is elderly snatch.
Oh my gosh.
Carlton. I never get to talk to you.
Oh god.
Do you want Kyrie Irving on the Lakers?
Huh?
Carlton. I never get to ask you that stuff, but do you want Kyrie Irving on the Lakers?
Better than what they had, the crap we have now. You can take Russell Westbrook and just drop him all on the tarmac. just get him out of here, please. I used to like Russell too, but he started wearing dresses and his game just went left.
Mm-hmm.
Never liked LeBron.
Did you know that he's actually coming out with his own line of men's dresses?
Who?
Who?
Westbrook.
Are you serious?
Man. I am dead serious.
Man, you tripping.
Oh, man.
You tripping, bro.
And he's getting Zach Wilson's Cougars the model.
She's the model.
Listen.
Damn. Hey, so anybody seen any like pictures? Damn. Pictures of what she what the mama best friend look like? I mean,
I have yet to see. I don't know if she was. I'd have to go back and look at some draft night stuff and see if she was there at draft night. I know, because I know he had his whole family there and stuff, and he had his girlfriend / fiance, wife, whatever she is. But yeah, so I'll have to see if I can find some Zach Wilson draft night photos and see if this lady is in any of them. But supposedly she's not a bad looking cougar.
She shined him up at the draft party.
She polished his knob a few times, probably. But,
doing it for, like, almost 2 years or something like that?
No.
He's been on that tip for, I mean, she's been on the
quite
tip
a while.
Quite a while.
So she must have got a hold of him as soon as he got drafted.
Debo.
Oh.
He used to play with the Sun as quarterback.
Yeah.
Like he was the next in line for the.
This some old
after he left.
This some old real world Jersey Shore type of storyline going on here.
Right. Exactly.
We got ourselves a real life Snookies.
That is crazy. This fool says Snooky.
And he got caught. Like, bro, I'm sorry.
Who caught him?
How you get caught? How you get caught on a DM and on the DMs when you already been smashing it?
Yeah, why are you even?
What are you? What are you?
That must be some old DM. You got your number.
She got your number.
You ain't good enough to continue to keep that on the down low. I mean, God, you got a 4,500 square foot locker room that she can hide in.
You know, she probably has. I'm gonna stop that. She probably can't do that. She has arthritis. She's already old. She can't be bending like that, bro. She can't be bending like that.
She lost her flexibility.
Well, if the Jets training staff is any good, they got a whole bunch of Asper cream in there.
They still getting the Joe Montana Afro cream residuals.
Yeah.
I mean, old girl could put a patch on nowadays with the technology. All she got to do is slap a patch on and it.
Oh my God. Oh. She got an Asper cream patch and some Listerine strips too.
Get a protein shake. She got a protein shake, all right. That's for sure.
Oh.
Oh God, vanilla bean, baby.
This fool's saying vanilla.
Oh, I told you, Debo, it was Rat Pack Clown Session.
Hold on, man. Why y'all doing all this time?
Listen, my thing is, who's worse, Zach Wilson or Jimmy Garoppolo?
Hold on.
So what?
Man, what?
What you talking about?
I'm saying, you know, Jimmy was dealing with a porn star.
Okay.
He was dealing with a certified porn star.
Okay.
They took pictures and everything. Now, hold on, Carl.
I got to stop you right there. They are not porn stars. They are adult entertainers.
Whatever. Okay, William. However you want to spin it.
Well, I mean, that's what Diamond says to me anyway, so.
Hold on.
What's that?
I would think Zach Wilson's on the worst level because he tried to hide it. I mean, Jimmy was just straight up, you know? But Zach Wilson was like, you know, letting this lady slide into his DMs and then getting caught with this lady in his DMs. And so, I think that's worse. I think trying to hide it when you already have, man, I just peed all over the floor with the cup. I was filling up a cup of water and I just spilled it everywhere.
I thought you just said you peed everywhere. I was like, wait, what?
I did use the P word, yes, but it was a cup of water that I spilled everywhere.
You did.
But when you are trying to, when you have a woman, like Zach Wilson's woman, and then you try to hide the fact that you are punching your ticket with a cougar, I think that's worse than playing house with a porn star.
But you know, so this is my thing about Zach Wilson. Okay, how expensive are those little prepaid phones?
$20 a month?
We don't listen. The Rat Pack group does not deal with drug runners, so we don't know.
I'm like, okay, this is a drug move, so you don't need a burner phone.
Jason White has a burner phone, so.
You don't need a burner phone to keep. Do you think Jason White has a burner phone?
Look, I'm just saying, even if these burner phones are $300 a piece.
Probably $100 burner phone. It's a phone, man. It's like.
Okay, so you can't spend $100 to get your little cougar mistress a phone that she can.
No, he can't do that because he's too young-minded, brother. He's too young-minded.
Man,
listen, if I'm 20, how old is Zach? Is 24? He's 24, right?
Yeah.
If I'm 24 years old, 20, I am not thinking about a burner phone.
22.
Yeah. I'm not thinking about a burner phone.
He's 22?
Yeah, 22.
I'm
not worried about a burner phone.
So that's double his.
I want the chick who in my DMs to not snitch. That's what I'm worried about.
Well,
he got busted.
The way that I see it is if he wants to learn how to just up and disappear and then pop back up, he just needs to talk to Carlton Cook.
Go off the grid.
Listen, I'll give him the best information possible.
I get it because, too, you know. I mean,
do it.
Yeah, exactly. But listeners, listen. This is the St. Carlton Cook that decided to message us while he was on the airplane talking about, I'm going to Seattle for a couple of days, and then I'll be right back to Miami. That was like 4 years ago.
Hey, man, things happen, brother.
It may have started out in a couple of days.
He got
2 years later.
I think the mystery
SpongeBob, 2 years later.
I feel like the mystery to this traveling discussion here is, does Carlton Cook have his storage unit with his stuff in Washington now?
Yeah, man, what's going on with that?
So I went back to Florida about 6 months ago, cleared the stuff I needed to throw out, got the stuff I needed, and I don't need a storage unit.
Oh, man.
I'm ready to go.
Big C, serious question. When were you getting invites?
Yeah, for real. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Who?
When we get an invite?
What's the who?
Oh, you won. You hear this?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear y'all.
When are we getting invites?
Invites for what? The new draft party? Whenever you, we all gonna do it.
Oh my God.
No, come on, Chicky.
Listen. I'm a staunch supporter of not slubbing up my life.
Oh my God.
At the moment. So, ain't no end lights.
Hold on, bro. Let me ask you a question.
I'm waiting on Debo to send me the invite for the fantasy league. That's what I'm waiting for. That's the invite. That's the invite y'all should be looking at.
I'm more interested in the Sean Naylor invite.
What?
Don't play coy. You and your little Buccaneers fan.
I mean, for real though, she's solid. She's solid, bro.
She dealing with Sean. I bet she is. I bet she's solid.
The four of you will be definitely, if things get that far, you know, the four of you will be on a plane to Colorado. Florida or Massachusetts. I mean, it could be one of three places.
I would say come here. It's only right to come here.
I'm gonna tell you, do it in Colorado, bro. Do it in Colorado.
No.
Don't go to Florida.
See, this is what's about to happen. This is what's about to happen.
Doing Colorado.
Sean Naylor goes to Florida. He's gonna pull a Carlton Cook. Next thing we know, Sean Naylor's gonna be talking about, oh yeah, I moved to Florida.
that might happen. Hey, listen to Carlton Cook, man. Listen to Carlton. Don't come.
Okay. And Sean, I'm gonna tell you,
we would have to do a special edition episode if we were all together again.
Oh yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, the bachelor party would be lit.
Hangover.
Hey, I'm gonna tell you right now.
The five of us and the people that I have out here. The bachelor party would be off the freaking chain. We would be all I got is like,
somebody may not make it.
I'm telling y'all right now. I couldn't go to the draft cup party, but I still have the money saved up for Sean. So the money's still there.
Okay.
So again, don't do it this year, bro. These airline prices are stupid.
No. It won't be this year. It won't be. I mean,
you know what would be pretty awesome? A bachelor party wise, you play some flag football on Sean Naylor's high school field.
Oh, that would be nice.
I can arrange that.
Boss Hall might blow out a hammy. Boss Hall might blow out a hammy. He been getting hurt on the softball field, so he can't play. He can't play fight.
Hey, don't jinx it. I have not been hurt yet this year. Don't jinx it.
Whenever a team scores a touchdown, the team that gave up the touchdown has to take a shot. That's how that would
Ooh.
Go.
Oh,
Jesus.
So, okay, so.
Hey,
so,
you know what?
So since,
I would play that.
Since y'all doing that.
I would play that.
So since we're doing that, I'm going to let y'all know I got deals being the coach, so I ain't playing.
Get out of here. All I know
I
is that
I
me and Debo on the same team. You can say
goodnight. I will don the headset, sir. I ain't playing.
He will be
One thing for certain, Derek and I are on the same team. We would destroy him. Yep. We would destroy you guys.
The only way
Debo scores is if you put him on a bike.
Yeah.
I already have an injury.
Oh man.
Hey.
Ow.
You put me on the bike, I'll be up there in the mountains. Lance Armstrong in it.
Well, I'll tell you, boys, when William met me in Vegas, he was, like, completely stunned that he's never seen somebody so tall. He couldn't believe how tall I was.
Right.
Man, boys, listen. Nicholas Lane came walking through the door, and literally, and I'm sorry, Nicky Bucket, but my first thought was, Fee Fi Fo Fum, what being sucked in default from?
Dude, how tall is you?
Man, Nicky Buckets is at least 7'7".
No, man. I met him. He's like 6'2". His hair is kind of disheveled. You know, he had been drinking, but I ain't mad at him. You know, he... He's a beast on the poker table.
Okay, so he the same height I am, because I'm 6'4".
You 6'4"? Okay, so, yeah. You know, I'm 6'1", so I couldn't even gate.
Man, are you guys trying to tell me that I'm the shortest out of all of them? If William was that astonishing...
5'2"?
What's Will, like 5'3"?
William is Frodo in the group.
5'9". Frodo Baggins. Frodo.
William Groot.
Hey, you the running back, bro.
Hey, William probably saw Nicholas Lane and thought he was Groot from the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Believe me, when we were on the strip, I had to walk a little slower than William so he can keep up with me. Oh man,
Are you sure you didn't have to walk behind him so to keep tabs on him and then lose him? Did you get him a leash?
Nicholas, that's messed up. You could have put him on your shoulders. He 5'2".
No, I could not. I'd be walking like William if he was on my shoulders for a while.
They make those kid leashes that you can buy and put around their wrist. Did you have to get one of those?
Hey, I got a story though. Let's see. One of the nights we was on, I think we was doing a show or something, but we was on video and I was talking to we was doing a show and we was on the show. My man had too much to drink. He couldn't make it.
Man, he was passed out.
He was asleep on the air. My boy was asleep on live on video.
On video. On video.
Yeah.
It's not the first, and it's not the first time that Big Willie has passed out on air either.
I'll admit it, I've done it before too.
Hey,
so
my man,
I can't say that I haven't.
William was snoring.
Yeah,
William was snoring.
We didn't know you had gotten to sleep on air just because you didn't start snoring.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, William is down for the count.
Hey,
you can literally hear him in the background one night. Debo and I are trying to run a show, and we're talking NFL, and we're trying to get Will's attention. And this ain't even in Vegas. This was before Vegas, and all you hear is.
hey, look, yeah. Look, I had a long day. All right.
Hey, I was like, Boss Hog, do you hear that? What is that noise? So we got real quiet.
Right?
I was like, man, it sounds like somebody snoring. We was like, man, William was out. He was out. I'm talking.
Hey, boys, before I get off and stretch before softball so I don't get hurt, little discussion. Is Kevin Durant going to get traded?
Yes.
No.
No, too much money.
I say
yes,
actually,
he's gonna wind up with the Lakers.
So if he does get traded, I think there's only one team.
Golden State.
Those.
Who?
Miami.
Oh.
I think it's Miami or Phoenix. I feel like it's Miami or Phoenix. Toronto is saying, no, we're not giving up Scotty Barnes. We're not doing it.
So do you think the Phoenix deal with DeAndre Ayton is to clear cap space then, to bring Durant?
I actually believe it's the Suns or the Heat. But they've already determined – if they can't do it as a one-team action, it's got to be a multi-team trade in order for it to work. And I think, actually, there's pieces in place that are falling around the league that are pointing that I feel like it's going to be closer to it happening. Because, DeAndre Ayton for Miles Turner sign and trade is actually a real thing. It could really happen. You got Donovan Mitchell, who Danny Ainge is going to start shopping him around.
Yep.
You got Mikal Bridges as part of it. And even though the Nets say that they're not going to trade Ben Simmons, Steve Nash went out on a news conference before they traded Harden, saying, "Nah, we're not trading James Harden. Come on now. You can't believe what the Nets are saying there at that point." But I think there's things going on. Eventually, summer league, while all the GMs are talking to each other, something's going to give and it's going to happen. That's my two cents on it. Just want way too much in a package, then it's obviously not going to work. But if the Nets get a little bit realistic, I do think there's enough place for movement to happen.
Man. Yeah. We'll see, man. I just think it's – I don't know. I mean, he's making a lot of money, so it's going to have to match up financially.
Debo, also real quick, you got to be pretty jacked up for Paolo Banchero and the Magic.
You know what?
In summer league, yeah, you looked at him in summer league, you're like, oh, he doesn't need to play any more games. He's good.
Yeah, he is good. I watched him play a couple days ago. And I didn't realize he was that big. He's big. He's got some good size on him.
6'8", 6'9" He's definitely there. I mean, the offensive gift for a Magic team that struggles offensively to see Bancaro on there. I can understand why they drafted him number one overall. But what's really weird is they didn't make that decision until like the day of the draft. A lot of the things that I heard about that, I thought that was pretty interesting.
Oh, okay. So it was one of those last minute decisions.
Oh, right, him or Jabari Smith.
Yeah. Well, I like him, man. I like him. He's shown some really good things so far in the summer league.
Yeah, he's showing enough of the Magic. Like, nope, we saw one game. We're good. We don't need anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
You're not getting hurt.
Just real calm. You know, real calm. Just very composed. And like I said, for his size, man, he's an athlete. I didn't think he was that big. I thought he was a little smaller than that, but. He's got an NBA body, 6'9", 250. I think he's going to be good for him. I think he's going to be really good for him.
I agree. All right, well, I'll let you guys get back to talking about MILFs and only cougars or whatever the hell you're talking about.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna let you guys all go. But you guys take care, okay?
All right, brother.
We need one out front.
We'll see you later.
See you. Rat Pack Sports Show, NBA Insider, Mr. Nicholas Lane. Appreciate him coming on and joining us. Now he's going to go hit some ground balls. You know, him and Boss Hog probably hit a lot of ground balls. You know, pop up ground balls. It's all good.
I need to get Nicholas Lane out here to play with me one week or two. You know, my softball team is currently 15-0. Uh-oh.
You're cheating.
So, yeah.
15-0. Who's doing the steroids?
No steroids needed.
Well, Boss Hog is, of course.
Yeah, with that purple goatee.
That purple goatee is gone.
Boy looked like a treasure troll. Well, my man looked like a treasure troll with that goatee.
he got that purple square look going on.
Yeah.
All right, fellas. Well, it was nice to have a clown session. We hadn't had one of those in a while.
Yep.
It was nice to have Carlton Cook on the line with us.
Yes. CC.
Nice to have all of us on the line. All five of us on the line at once.
Yeah, that was different.
Man,
it's been a while.
It's been a minute since that's happened, too.
It's been a minute since that has happened. And that is, ladies and gentlemen, when that happens, that is pure gold. That is pure podcast, radio, whatever you want to call it, gold. You will go back
every time.
You will go back and listen to it multiple times because you will start laughing so hard you'll miss some stuff.
Yep.
So you have to listen to it again. But
yeah, absolutely. I put our show up against anybody on that four-letter network. And then I even put it up against Derek's buddy, Colin Cowherd.
It's not my buddy.
He ain't my buddy.
That dude sucks.
Yeah.
Man, you guys know, I actually listened to his show the other day.
Oh, why?
And this man, what
like he talked so incoherently that I actually had to go back and rewatch the show to try to understand what this fool was saying.
That sound about right. Yeah, that sound about right from that dude.
I mean, Debo, look, I understand he's your friend and everything. You might need to talk to him about smoking the wacky tobacco before he goes on the air.
It's too late for that. My boy is already on cloud nine.
Man, he already something.
Yeah. Yeah, man. But, hey, like Boss Hall said, man.
I'm sorry.
Oh, shoot.
Sorry, gentlemen. I had to step away real quick. I apologize.
You know why he had to step away?
No, you good, CC.
He had to step away because his old lady heard him on the other end talking about some the invite situation.
Actually, I had to step away. Left field correspondent, my birthday is on Friday. So I was getting a little bit of liqueur in my system.
Oh, okay.
Oh man, he started earlier.
So you just gonna party the whole week, huh?
I'm drinking responsibly.
What's the drink of choice?
I don't know how. Oh, Hendrick's gin.
Gin?
Yes, sir.
Ooh,
that's what I do.
Okay.
Ooh.
Well, I haven't heard nobody talking about drinking gin in a while. That's an old man drink.
If y'all get to come out here, I'll be sure to have moonshine made.
Yeah, we
could
do.
Dude, I'm so. That's the reason we got the gin, because I was thinking about that the moonshine you made. I was like, oh my goodness.
What flavor?
Listen, hold on. Alcohol is prohibited on the rack. The only thing we drink is kombucha.
Hey, that's some good stuff too, man. Hey, yeah, Boss Hog, make sure I got a couple of cases of that too. You know that's got alcohol in it.
You will not be drinking kombucha.
It's got like 2.5%.
Kombucha will be forbidden.
It's got like 2.5%, man.
2.5%?
Yeah.
There ain't nothing less than 7%.
7? What about 8? Let's go with 8.
Okay, we can dig it up. We'll take it 12. Let's just get nothing less than 12%. I'm telling y'all, we're going to have a hotel ballroom.
Ooh.
Just a bachelor party.
Could we set it up in there and do like an impromptu show for everybody?
I didn't get one in my first marriage.
Oh, you didn't?
No, I didn't.
So what you say this is that you got a lot to make up for.
Oh yeah. If I get married again.
It's gonna be a hangover moment. I see it.
Oh,
Tigers.
Hello, gentlemen. Hey. Hold on.
Oh well, hello.
Keep it clean.
Oh, keep it clean.
Keep it clean.
Well, hello. It's clean.
We have a FCC
FCC regulations. What did that say?
FCC, Federal Communication. Well, how many of you people in the room try to get the show done? Just say hi.
Federal Communication. I think so. Okay. Ain't nobody say nothing to me. I can't hear.
Oh, my bad. Hold on. I'm sorry, gentlemen. Okay.
Oh, they doing a lot.
Yes, they're laughing.
Yeah.
Oh. Because so, now you can say hi.
Now I can say hi. Yeah. Oh, okay, hello.
Keep it clean.
Okay. Hello. You can say that a lot. Very loud.
God damn it, keep it clean.
You not keeping it clean, I don't think, sir.
Keep it clean.
Oh, my God.
See.
Well, hello.
How you doing?
On the call.
That's Nikki Buckets.
What?
Nikki Buckets.
Man, Nikki Buck is gone, man.
Nikki Buck is
gone.
Nikki's gone, but that's Debo and Williams.
Hello, ma'am. How are
How you?
You
doing?
So Debo and William are on the call, or just
and some. Ball
Hall. Hall.
I'm sorry. Hello.
Keep it clean,
boss. Hog and Nikki Bucket.
No, but Debo.
Debo and
William.
William don't have a nickname?
Yeah. What's your name, Mick? The William.
My name is William.
Hey, he's just on William.
He doesn't have a nickname.
He
had a nickname, but y'all clowned him so much that he don't have a nickname no more.
Just call him Radio. Just call him Radio.
Your nickname, William?
Radio.
You can just call me Slick Willie.
We're on the radio too.
Quick Will.
Said y'all clowned him too much. He lost his nickname.
He just wanted to say hi.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Happy hump day. Or happy Wednesday for those that don't hump, I guess.
Oh.
I was super clean. I kept it clean.
Oh, wow.
She needs to come on more.
Oh, my God. My face hurts.
No. You don't want that, bro. You don't want that.
All right,
he said, y'all clown Willie too much. He lost his nickname.
What you talking about keeping it clean?
Oh, shoot. Dude, I've never heard that before.
Oh, God, my gut hurts. Oh, my God.
Listen, man. Anytime you deal with the left field correspondent, you're going to get a treat.
Oh.
When you're dealing with the left field correspondent, you're going to get a treat.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God. Yeah,
so,
man, treat.
CT, what? Man, what you talking about keeping it clean?
Look, Big Willie is so confused on what happened to his nickname, he can't speak.
Ayatollah. Hey, babe. His name used to be the Ayatollah. His name used to be the Ayatollah.
His name used to be something that I had to Google. I'm sorry.
Ayatollah.
She is actively
Oh, it's a
Googling the name.
Religious leader. How do you say it? Without saying shit. It says shit, religious leader in Iran.
Oh. Best thing.
The woman says, I don't know what that is, and she goes straight to her phone to Google. The woman is a very intelligent person.
Man.
Because she doesn't want to be foolish. Is Sean okay?
I'm good.
Well, Paul, you okay over there, man?
Sean is still laughing.
Yeah, he is.
Sean is still
laughing. Oh, wow.
William, I'm so sorry. I just had to Google because you said something that I had to Google, and I Googled it. And because I work on facts, I do research, and I just didn't understand why you would call yourself that. Are you from Iran?
No, it was. It was honestly
four
blessed.
William is a white man. Where you from? William, where you from? Cleveland?
No, sir. I am from Tampa, Florida.
Okay.
Tampa.
You're from Tampa? Why in the world would you pick a surname as such as Ayatollah from Tampa?
That is a very good question, and I do not have a good answer for you.
It's okay if you don't have a good answer. I just want an answer.
An answer. In all honesty, it was the first thing that popped into my head.
Did you make it up after you took history class or something? Or I don't know. I'm just trying to see. Maybe just think of another one other than Wheelmobile.
Yes, ma'am.
This is messed up, man. This is messed up.
Hey, boys, does anybody have the bird cream?
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, man, I just got roasted.
Hey, Big Willie, I'll be sure to send you the potatoes and gravy to go along with your roast.
Oh, God.
Oh, wow.
Make sure you get his
so
address.
Nicholas was able to meet her when I came to Seattle. So they met each other.
Oh boy.
William.
Yes, sir.
I would like to apologize, sir. I did not think it would go that far.
Do not apologize. That is podcast gold. Look, if I cannot take the roasting, I have no reason to give it out.
You just make sure you leave your return address over in Iran to everybody. So we can see.
I would like to make a proposal. I'd like to make a proposal.
Yes, sir.
Even we know William's stature. I would like to say that William now is from. He is now William from Iran.
That's how we gonna bring him in.
Wow.
That's how we gonna bring him into the show for now.
Hey, if it's okay with everybody, I just like to go back to being public.
No.
The NFL guru, Sean Naylor, that'll be good. So we just gonna keep it like that.
No. William from Iran.
Man.
Debo is putting it down. He's putting it down on paper. William from Iran.
William, the Iron Sheik.
From Iran.
William, the Iron Sheik.
There.
Graves.
William, the Iron Sheik.
Oh, wow.
Hey, fellas,
I got to run. It has been one pure night of all of us back together, and I loved it.
Yeah.
And we got to do it more. But I got to run, fellas. So I will talk to you guys hopefully next week.
All right, brother.
Yes,
all right, brother. Hey, I love you, bro.
Hey,
love you.
All right. Well, with that being said, we're gonna all run.
William
so.
From Iran.
Myself, left field correspondent, William from Iran, Nicholas Lane. Nikki Buckets,
Red
Passport Show, NBA Insider, and and Boss Hog Sean Naylor. We got the gang back, and we found William a new nickname. So it is now Rat Pack Sports Show's very own William from Iran.
Oh boy.
Hey Sean, are you okay? Nick, are you okay?
Oh boy.
Are y'all okay? Gentlemen, are y'all okay?
Yeah, we good.
Well, yeah. That was pure gold. That was gold.
Yeah, this is going straight up. This is going straight up after the show, this podcast.
For sure.
Oh.
Oh, man.
Gentlemen, it's been a pleasure. I love y'all.
Love you, brother.
I love y'all so much. You have no idea. I love y'all so much. I have to get another shot. I'm going to be laughing all night. All right. I'll see y'all later, man.
All right, man.
I'll see y'all in chat.
Yep.
The show is ending.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. I'm gone. Right. I'll see y'all later.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get out of here, man. We appreciate everybody tuning in, all the interaction we had on the video chat. And my man, William from Iran, Boss Hog Sean Naylor, left field correspondent Nicholas Lane, and myself, man. It's been a while since we all been on the air together, man, and that was a definite treat there, man. Radio gold. So,
man.
We will be putting this podcast up here right now. I'm putting them up right now. So,
pure gold.
It is time to get out of here, man. My face hurt from laughing so much. So, William, my man, appreciate you, brother. And we will catch you guys. We'll be on Sunday night. So, we'll see you guys on Sunday night. And, we'll see you guys next time. This is Rat Pack Sports Show. We're signing out for the night. Peace.
Peace. Yeah.